Welcome to today's Ancient Egyptian History Podcast. Min was a deity in ancient Egyptian religion and the supreme symbol of sexual procreativity. He was considered both the god of sexual procreativity and the protector of the miners in the Eastern Desert. This is his story. Looking at Min, it is very easy to see why he is the supreme symbol and deity of sexual procreativity. Not only was he the god of sexual procreativity, he also the protector deity of the mining regions in the desert east of the Nile. Those traveling through harsh landscape in search of wealth, perfumes, and incense in the lands leading to Arabia sought his protection, and he was particularly cherished by miners working in the eastern desert mines. He was sometimes regarded to as Isis's son, even though at times he was also identified as her companion, with Horus as their son. By the New Kingdom period, he had been amalgamated with the Theban god Amun, around 1550 BCE to 1069 BCE. Min is also described as being married to Iabet and Repet. A number of academics have stated that Min could have been a god of foreign soldiers who had been circumcised. However, there are various elements in Min's iconography that indicate that he was more of a fertility god related to farming than anything else. This includes the fact that his face and skin are colored black, similar to the soil deposited by the Nile on the land after the annual flood. Min is seen standing with his legs close together and his arm raised over his elbow crook. In two-dimensional renditions of the god, the arm appears to be stretching out behind the torso. This is the Egyptian artist's way of avoiding any concealing of the god's body. A god's body could never be concealed from view. And statuary obviously demonstrates that the god's arm is elevated on his right side. The royal flagellum, or whip, appears semi-folded, a little above the deity's upright fingertips on the raised arm. This could be visually hinting at sexual penetration. However, inscriptions, for example at the Edfu temple, refer to the arm raised and poised to slay the god's adversaries. A ribbon hangs from a low crown with two high plumes. It is also argued that the flagellum he holds in his right hand is related to a farming implement used in the threshing of grain. The flail was also connected to the king's authority and continuous association with a successful agricultural society. Min's emblem consists of two horizontal, tapering, serrated cones emerging from a central disc. It featured on pre-dynastic antiquities, such as banners on boats painted on Nakata II pottery before his anthropomorphic iconography was codified and used. No one has an adequate reason for it, just as no one has a satisfactory explanation for the god's Egyptian name, Menu. The symbols have been interpreted as being a bolt of lightning, a circumcision instrument, as Egyptian men were circumcised and his main symbol is an erect penis, and a fossil belemnite. According to this emblem on a standard from a mace head found in Hierakonpolis, Min was among King Scorpion's allies just prior to the permanent unification of Upper and Lower Egypt around 3000 BCE in commemorating the construction of a statue of Min in Dynasty I. The Palermo stone represents the god as anthropomorphic and having an erection, suggesting that this was his form from the dawn of Egypt's dynastic history. If three colossal limestone statues of Min excavated at Kift, and today exhibited in the Ashmolean Museum, date to this period, they could bolster the case. The cylindrical torso and thick beard of these statues indicate a primitive Min. Min is considered to reside at two sacred locations, although appearing as a universal deity in various temple reliefs around Egypt: Kift, Gebtu in Egyptian and Koptos in Greek, and Akhmim, Chemis in Egyptian and Panopolis in Greek. Kift is a settlement at the western end of the Wadi Hammamat, south of present-day Kena and north of Luxor, and was the launching point for gold and stone mining excursions into the eastern desert. Notwithstanding the finding of Middle Kingdom sculptured engravings and New Kingdom temple foundation deposits, none of the exciting temple ruins predate the Greco-Roman period. Akhmim, located north of Kena, includes a rock-cut chapel embellished by the high priest of Min, Noctmin, whose name means Min is mighty, for the Pharaoh Ai and Queen Tai of the 18th dynasty. The remains of the Greco-Roman temple to the west of town originate from this time period. The latter name of the place, Panopolis, derived from the Greek affiliation of Min with the god Pan. Flowers were dedicated to Min with the purpose of encouraging fertility in the Nile Valley. For instance, the pharaoh Seti I, Dynasty 19, offered flowers to a deity called Min Amun Kamutef, which is a fusion of Min and the ithyphallic, that is having an erect penis, form of Amun. However, one plant, the long lettuce, Lactuca sativa, is Min's unique emblem. They appear on stands or chests beside him, or they carried by priests in his festivities. The symbolism comes from the lettuce's milk sap, which is theorized to symbolize the god's semen instead of its roughly phallic appearance. This plant was believed to help the god, the Great of Love, as he is described in an Edfu temple text, perform the sexual act without ceasing. As such, the plant was considered to be an aphrodisiac by the Egyptians. Min is shown with lettuce in tax immunity decrees from Kift as early as Dynasty the VI. In the Temple of Kalabsha, the Roman Emperor Augustus is pictured offering lettuces to the god over 2,000 years later. Cypresses were also considered to be sacred to Min, and he was often worshipped under the trees. Well, that's our ancient Egyptian history podcast for today. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, don't forget to tell your friends about it and subscribe. Until next time, keep safe.